2013, do you have to then, on January 1st, 2013, you have to bring your insurance up to the new standard?
You have 12 months under 124.
So this would...
That's why it's important to get the standards right. You know, you want to look at what agreements we have with current operators.
So this actually has the effect of changing a lease?
Yes.
An existing?
Yes. And I think the point that David Rutt was making in there is, in at least in Jeff's lease and probably all the other leases, it you've agreed to abide by airport rules and regulations, policies, regulatory guidance, et cetera.
That's what the opinion said of the lawyer.
I guess the attorney feels that if they were challenged in court, that position, this document now supersedes a contractual document, a lease document. That's his opinion, is that he would win that position. I guess that's what I think that's what you're saying.
That's why it's incumbent upon us to make sure that the minimum standards are not so excessive as to make those kind of requirements upon everybody that exceed what's reasonable.
And that's based on the information that they gave the lawyer to make that opinion.
That's interesting.
All right, so where do we stand on this wording? We're ready to move on. More discussion? I don't hear a lot of discussion.
I think it's just... there's some fear if we go too far out in left field with this, some of these minimum standards. So.
You always got to remember these are minimum standards. And as such, look at it that way. And what's the minimum we need to have commercial activity on the airport? Is the minimum that's going to be acceptable and standard? And if the county has just a year or so ago, or a couple of years ago, agreed to $1 million in liability insurance, as an example, if all of a sudden they come back, and that's why my greatest fear of quicksand is with these insurance, because that always, every time we go to a county's insurance consultant, we come back with off-the-wall suggestions that we just have to... we just have to try to control that with what's reasonable and what other airports around the areas do and all these standards.
I think we'll have the opportunity to address that when that time comes, right? As each of these minimum standards comes up.
That's what Larry's question was, is will we have a chance when the county comes back, will this group advisory committee have a chance? And how much authority or how much influence will it have if we disagree? That's the...
you have a council member here now. Can we get some information on how that works?
Put you on the spot, Sam. No, I mean, as far as I know,
this is a big concern.
Sure is.
This is a big concern of every pilot that operates here and every, you know.
We have the same...
one little paper cub or whatever.
We have the same amount of influence as we, you know, with regard to insurance as we do with any other policy that we're addressing here tonight or that we have in the past.
It's the committee's role to make a recommendation to the council.
No guarantee they're going to accept that recommendation.
You know, when you can take the county's position on insurance and modify it the way you think it should be modified and make that recommendation to the council. My whole point with starting with a county position is so we have some place to start, and you know we've done a little of the homework ahead of time. You're still... sorry?
F. Cole Geico, they insure everything.
Well, that's not who we're going to be talking to today. There's a lot of other... I've been doing some work too, you know, about other airports all over the mid-Atlantic area, and that's what we look at. We can't look at an airport in California, and we certainly should not be looking at airports in New Jersey, okay, because that's a whole other market once you cross over to Bay into the DRBA, and I know how much, you know, people like to copy the DRBA.